Here's the question. Shall we be ruled by rules? Or will we be ruled by fools? The choice is always before us. Wisdom has chosen representative government. Consent of the governed, authorizing bodies legislative, executive, and judicial to rule us, but premised on the condition that that rule obeys rules. I hope you see where we're going with this, because we have people that are in the legislative, executive, and judicial branches that are not following the rules. And my hope, my dream, my life's ambition is to get far more than just a few hundred of you that are here, but to get thousands of you, eventually hundreds of thousands of you, millions of you, to begin to see the wisdom of following the rules, because by following the rules and knowing the rules and knowing how to use the rules, you then have power to control those who are ruling you without obeying the rules. Where we are today, the combative parties are not obeying the rules, principle of which is the rule to be kind, to be considerate, to make allowances, to conciliate wherever possible, and to act at all times in the interest of the governed. That's us. Shall we be ruled by rules? Now, that's the big question. Shall we, the people of these United States, consent to be ruled by the rules and to know the rules so we can control those who are breaking the rules and causing us injury and suffering that can be and must be cured? Shall we be ruled by rules, or will we be ruled by fools whose motives are at odds with the will of the people? Fools who believe there's no absolute reality determining our destiny according to our choices about such things as justice and morality, fiscal responsibility, and a keen eye to the military prowess of other nations that are also ruled by fools. Can a nation survive the threat of tyranny by ignoring the foreseeable consequence of anarchy, lawlessness, bitter partisanship, and the blind force of the people that in every age has threatened peace by demanding to be free of all restraint, free from public responsibility, free from rules? You're offered a choice. You and your children are offered a choice. You have a huge responsibility at this present moment. This generation has a huge responsibility. This choice has been before humanity since time began. Kings, if you read the book of Samuel, you'll find out, if you want to believe what the book says, that God told Samuel, don't have a king. And if people said, but other nations have kings, but if you want to believe the book, Samuel says that God said, you'll be sorry. You can read it for yourselves. I paraphrase it, but that is what it says. You will be ruled. Your young men will be conscripted to do military service. Your women will be made to cook and serve. Read that book. You can find a Bible there pretty much everywhere. So God didn't think it was a good idea to have a king. I don't think it's a good idea to have dictators. I don't think you do either. But what about the pathological politicians today that are seeking power at any cost? And the cost is yours, your cost. Meanwhile, the trembling, fragile plan that is our republic, erected on the premise that each man, each woman has equal opportunity to choose their leaders by popular vote, is in jeopardy, because you, the people, don't yet know the rules, so you can use the courts to force those in high places to obey all the rules. But first, I think, something that I don't hear others say, I think we the people have to obey the rules. We the people have to be law-abiding people. If we want the law to serve us, we have to serve the law. And where the law needs to be changed, learn the rules of court, change the law. People have done it over and over and over again. Rosa Parks, she didn't continue to ride on the back of the bus, people. Because the courts ordered, and you can make the courts order these things, but you have to learn. Politics is rancid today. I've been alive since 1943. I've never seen this dog and pony show, this circus that's going on. I've never seen it like this before. 79 years. I hope some of you are paying attention. The media is being manipulated by money, not truth, not statesmanship, not honor, not what's just, but what makes money. And the people are the only force that can change this, but it requires a people, a populace who are informed, educated, and empowered by their knowledge of the rules and their willingness to obey the rules in their everyday life. An uninformed electorate is rebelling against the rule of rules, so there's no promise of peace or prosperity. And you see it yourselves every day you look at the news on TV. However, get this, and if you want to disagree when we open up the discussion, you're welcome to disagree. You're welcome to be wrong. Law and order are and always must be the foundations of peace. Without law and order, there can be no peace. Argue with me if you wish, but that's an absolute. What will this generation choose? Fools or rules? History is strewn with the wreckage of other plans for government. Governments that failed because their plans refused to take account of the blind force of the people, the populace, who have in every age rebelled when leadership ignored their basic needs, denied them opportunities to prosper from their honest industry, or forced them to submit to rule without effective representation. We are at that crossroad now. The blind force of the people will destroy all hope of peace and prosperity if we refuse to be ruled by rules. And moreover, if we miss this present opportunity to employ this new method to require our leaders to meet our needs, to end their destructive squabbling, and compel them to rule us once again according to those rules wise leaders in our past made every effort to impose on the process of governance. Rules that recognize and fear the consequence of ignorance and rebellion against those rules. Finding our way in the future must require a clear eye toward what we want together. But knowing what we want falls far short of knowing how to appropriate it effectively by methods that of themselves obey rules to guide us on a path providing opportunity and satisfaction for every living human being. Anything short of that will lead us precipitously to disaster as a nation. Only a responsible people are worthy of self-representative government. Only a people willing to be ruled by rules deserves the peace and prosperity that rules alone secure. Now get this point. Anarchy is never an option, because anarchy serves only to exacerbate tyrannical force that will drive rebelling masses back to their labors by military constraint. Anarchy triggers tyranny. Submitting to be ruled by rules is the answer for all of us. Submitting to be ruled by rules is our only hope for peace and prosperity. And it comes with very little cost beyond the simplest need. Obey the law, or if you don't like it, change it peaceably. Don't carry signs in the street. Don't set fire to police cars. Learn how to use the courts to change the laws you don't like. Do it honorably, peaceably, according to the rules, the rule of law, the golden rule. This is your hope. This is your opportunity. And that opportunity exists for this generation and perhaps for a very small window of time that exists right now and may be snuffed out next week or a month from now or next year. So the opportunity you have now may simply disappear if you do not act and learn the rules of court and how to use the courts to force people in high places and your next door neighbor and your school board and your city council to obey the rules. The only things that secure peace for yourselves and for future generations. For the first time in the history of the world, you have power to change laws and to control your leaders with more than a vote. By learning the rules of court and the common sense tactics to use them effectively, you can compel your leaders to uphold the guiding principles of American justice and administration of the government that exists solely to serve you. Vote. By all means possible, get out and vote. Be part of your republic. Ignore the partisan rancor that is eviscerating the hope of future generations. Vote for candidates who represent not only what you want, but offer promises that fall within the scope of rules that history has proven to work for all our benefit, and not just the few who glut on the public coffers at your expense. Vote for candidates who show you they will do what's best for all of you, whether their party leadership agrees or not. Have you noticed how many just go along with the party? It's like they don't have a mind of their own. We've got to stand up against that. And we do that through the courts. That's your power. They have their power. You have your power. And once you understand what jurisdictionary teaches, you all have that power in a way that you can exercise it, use it, and make heads roll. Because there's heads that need to roll today. And if your voting fails to install leaders with character, common sense, and a due regard for what is true, honorable, noble, and free from party influence, take up your pens and draft complaints and petitions you can file at your local courthouses, where politicians who fail to be the statesmen and stateswomen we deserve and desperately need must answer for their crimes, under oath, producing documents and testimony, so you, the people, have control when evil rises through the ranks to take its place where it should never be. Government is a sacred undertaking. We dare not leave it to those who govern. The plan for this nation was that we should rule ourselves in peace and safety, fearing the foreseeable consequence of our errors, taking responsibility for our failures, and looking to the future where our children can explore the wonders that life offers each of us. The rule that rules us must begin with us.